Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm Darren McBreen. It is Tuesday, April 21st, 2015. Here's a quick look what's coming up.
Tonight, a bully with a badge rushes a bystander. Then, Alex Jones on the significance of Bilderberg. And how the White House and MSM control the narrative.
Boy, did I almost look stupid.
That's next.
Hey, listen, I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Starting in the early days of the Cold War, beginning in the late 1940s, this was right after the end of World War II, well, then there was the creation of the CIA. And they began working on a secret project. It was called Operation Mockingbird. And this, they infiltrated our nation's top media outlets. And they began to recruit reporters and put them on the CIA's payroll. The operation proved to be a huge success as the shadowy government propaganda machine was able to plant stories and influence the unsuspecting American public. No doubt this practice continues to this very day, and it has evolved into total control of the mainstream press. And oh, sure, they give you the illusion of choice, but check this out. Some of you might not know this, but did you know right now there are over 1,500 newspapers in America? That sounds like a lot to choose from, doesn't it? Or you can read from over 1,000 magazines. You also have your choice of 9,000 different radio stations. You have 1,500 TV stations to choose from nationwide and 2,400 publishers. But the choice, like I said, is an illusion because they are all owned by only six. That's right, six corporations own it all. And they influence and control what most of you see, hear, and read every single day. For example, last week, WikiLeaks, well, they released documents and email archives that reveal a very close relationship between the Obama administration, the State Department, and Sony Pictures. Sony Pictures Entertainment CEO Michael Layton, well, he just happens to be on the board of trustees of Rand Corporation. Wow, what a coincidence. And this, you know, the Rand Corporation, they are an organization specializing in research and development for the U.S. military and the intelligence communities. And you got to love these WikiLeaks documents. They're always very interesting. And I was going through some of these emails. I noticed Rand Corporation, they tried to recruit or they invited actors George Clooney and Kevin Spacey to some of their events. And they even offered them personal contact information to some of Obama's closest advisors. So, wow, very interesting. They love to recruit and utilize celebrities because it's very, very effective. There was even an email from Richard Stengel from the U.S. State Department, and it reveals how the U.S. government enlisted Sony and other entertainment corporations in their propaganda war against ISIS and against Russia. More like against the American people. But check this out. This is what it said in the email. Michael, it was great to see you yesterday. As you can see, we have plenty of challenges in countering ISIL narratives in the Middle East and Russian narratives in Central and Eastern Europe. In both cases, there are millions and millions of people in those regions who are getting a skewed version of reality. Yeah, right. And it's not something that the State Department can do on its own by any means. Following up on our conversation, I'd love to convene a group of media executives who can help us think about better ways to respond to both of these large challenges. This is a conversation about ideas, about content and production, about commercial possibilities. I promise you it will be interesting, fun, and rewarding. And yes, it was indeed rewarding because Michael Layton later got invited to the Oval Office to have cocktails and dinner with the President and the First Lady. And I want you all to understand the significance of all this. The Obama administration and the U.S. State Department, they are asking Sony Entertainment to influence you. They want to control the narrative about how you feel about Russia's role in the Ukraine and how you feel about America's new boogeyman, ISIS. And you know, it's funny when you think about it, there are a lot of people out there that don't necessarily watch a lot of news on television and they don't read a lot of newspapers, yet somehow they're able to form a political opinion. And that is because without thinking about it, their opinions are shaped and formed by all those TV shows that they watch and every time they go to the movies. On the other hand, you've got other people that they do watch a lot of news on television and they do read a lot of newspapers. They have a stronger political opinion, but it's really a false sense of reality because they are being spoon-fed garbage and they are consuming that garbage their entire lives. And I'll give you an example. Let's go back to the Gulf War in 1991. I was a young man at the time, and I was also heavily influenced by the propaganda of the time. And I tell you what, if my son hadn't just been born, I probably would have enlisted and joined the fight. And I'll never forget how one night millions of us were watching television, and lo and behold, there was the new evil dictator, Saddam Hussein, who was being labeled as the next Adolf Hitler. And we watched in horror as we heard about Saddam's Iraqi Republican Guard marching in and attacking a civilian hospital, killing a bunch of babies by dumping their bodies out of the incubators and onto the bloody streets of Kuwait. We all watched this on TV, and needless to say, we were shocked and horrified. Thus, the beginning of the sound of the war drums.
They took the babies out of the incubators. Took the incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
I can only ask how these animals can commit such barbaric and inhuman acts and then deny that these acts ever took place.
Premature infants in incubators were sentenced to die by having the incubators removed.
The hardest thing was burying the babies. I myself buried 14 newborn babies that had been taken from their incubators.
Now is the time to check the aggression of this ruthless dictator whose troops have bayoneted pregnant women and have ripped babies from their incubators in Kuwait.
I could not help but think of my nephew, who, if born premature, might have died that day as well.
They had kids in incubators, and they were thrown out of the incubators so that Kuwait could be systematically dismantled.
Now, the sad thing about everything you just watched, it was all bullshit from the very beginning. I mean, every single one of those guys got up there and lied. There was no babies dumped out of incubators, and the 15-year-old girl who testified before Congress, come to find out, was the niece of the Kuwaiti ambassador to the U.S. And she was recruited by the CIA, given acting lessons by a U.S. public relations firm, and ordered to fabricate the entire story. And as you can see, she was not alone. Lots of people lied about these babies being dumped from incubators, including the then president of the United States, George Bush Sr.
They had kids in incubators, and they were thrown out of the incubators so that Kuwait could be systematically dismantled.
And I don't know about you, but I don't like being lied to. And I don't like when they lie to my friends and family, and I don't like when they lie to you. And let me tell you something, this had a huge impact on how all of us Americans at the time felt about going into war against Saddam Hussein. Next thing you know, there was a huge group of celebrities who got together, and they made a 5-minute long music video called Voices That Care. And it aired on primetime television to millions of people. It was part of an hour-long special in support of our brave troops heading out to war. Again, this was a big influence on the American people. And hey, how can you argue with Will Smith?
Praying you remain strong. That's why we're all here and singing along.
So So all these celebrities show up, and we've got, you know, there's musicians, there's actors and actresses, they even have athletes. You know, somewhere in this video, there was Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan. A little video calibration. There's a kid from the Wonder Years, Dudley Moore, Michael Bolton, and, you know, earlier we saw Will Smith. So basically anybody who was anyone in Hollywood around that time, they all showed up for this video. So if you are one of the few people who didn't support the war at that time, you must have certainly felt out of place. I mean, after all your favorite celebrities, they wanted to go to war. And then Whitney Houston sang the national anthem at the Super Bowl that year. It was one of the most unifying and patriotic events in American history. I mean, people were crying. I remember I had goosebumps. We were all so very proud to be Americans at that moment. And then the war officially began, and we all got suckered again. CNN began faking newscasts. Now, these reporters that you're looking at right now, they claimed that they were actually in Israel at the time, and they were under sarin nerve gas attacks from Scud missiles. But guess what? They never even left the country. What you are seeing is a fabricated video shot from a TV studio in Atlanta.
Boy, did I almost look stupid.
Now, I know it may look silly now, and it's obvious that they were faking it, but at the time, we couldn't tell. And I mean, we were all, millions of us, were seriously concerned about the safety of these reporters. And it, and, you know, like I said, it really looked like they were in danger. Of course, now we got footage of the CNN crew during commercial breaks, and there is no question that they fabricated the entire incident. Like I said, at the time, we were very concerned for those guys.
Oh, I love this country so much.
So the point is, the more things change, the more they stay the same. The CIA has been manipulating and lying to the American public from the very beginning. And believe me, they are more sophisticated and aggressive now than ever before. I mean, we are witnessing a full-scale PSYOP attack against the American people. And that's why it is vitally important to break the matrix. Join us. Join the revolution. And together we can save and we can rebuild the republic.
My name is Alex Jones. Most of you know me from my syndicated radio program and my documentary films, as well as InfoWars Nightly News. When I got on air 20 years ago, I had discovered the globalist program, their plan to take over the world, and my focus went from running 6 miles every other day, swimming 2-3 miles a couple times a week, and lifting weights to focusing on fighting the globalists. I've gone from 279 pounds all the way down to 235 pounds, and the weight's going off even faster. Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, and Oxy Powder. Those three products of the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products are the most important from my own personal experience.
And it wasn't just that my weight loss accelerated. My muscle mass increased. My stamina, my energy levels exploded. Now is the time to take action. Start your journey today with the Alex Challenge Pack. It's the trifecta of change. Secure yours today and get free shipping for a limited time at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fuse with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. AncientDefense.com.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Radio Show. I'm David Knight here live on Tuesday, April the 21st, 2015. We have a report that came out yesterday, an article that asked the question, is Jeb Bush going to Bilderberg in 2015? It's a good question because his campaign announced that he's going to the general area at about the same time that the Bilderberg convention is going to be held this year, the meeting. And as we pointed out in the article, InfoWars correctly predicted in 2007 that Texas Governor Rick Perry would run for president in 2012 after going to the Bilderberg conference in Istanbul, Turkey. It's also reported that Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton disappeared off of their schedules mysteriously for a couple of days while the Bilderberg conference was going on in Northern Virginia. So it's kind of interesting to see that his schedule coincides. So that's why we just asked that question. It's a very secretive organization. They don't really talk about what goes on too much there, especially if it's certain political figures. They don't talk about who comes there. They do release now a list of attendees. They pretended for a very long time that it didn't exist, and so did the press. But now, in response to this article, we had a reporter at Bloomberg, a Dave Weigel, says, whoa, if true, that's his series there, Jeb Bush, Bilderberg, and the secret rulers of the world. A very sarcastic article. Talks a lot about us being right-wingers, that we believe there's reptilians, there's ever-spurting founts of Bilderberger panic that are coming from our radio show. No, you know what? They deny that it existed for decades. They didn't cover it for decades. Jim Tucker talked about the fact that it was very strange that you could have the most powerful people in politics, in the military, in corporations, all meeting together in secret, no oversight, no press coverage. Isn't that interesting that that would happen for decades and it would not be covered? And they would laugh if you even suggested that it existed just about 20 years ago. Even if you suggested that Bilderberg existed, you were a ridiculous conspiracy theorist. Well, what happened in this story was he tweeted our story, and he tweeted it to Jeb Bush's campaign. And he said Tim Miller quickly saw the tweet and responded. And he said, no. And I guess that just settles it. So maybe we could settle what's going on with Walmart by asking them why they closed five stores suddenly. I guess they could give us a one-word response, plumbing, and it would be done no matter how ridiculous. We've got a special report. Alex called in from the road with a special report about this Bilderberg. Let's go to Alex Jones right now.
That's right, David. I'm coming to you via cell phone out here working on a story that we'll be breaking in the next few days, shooting some important videos. Appreciate you doing a great job with the broadcast. How am I coming through to you?
Come through good.
Okay, fantastic. I call things Rosetta Stones or basically decoder rings. And this story in Bloomberg opens a whole window into how they control people. A, as you said, how they said Bilderberg didn't exist all these years. Now they have to admit it. But larger than that, we're not saying Bilderberg is even the only top of the pyramid. It's just one spot where this shadow government global corporate system shows itself. And the victory of the new media in the last 20 years, especially forcing it out in the open, where there's a huge media feeding frenzy every year when it takes place. I'm sending Paul Watson to Austria. I may go myself, or I may send you or someone else. I've got to make that decision in the next week or two. We sent you to Copenhagen, Denmark last year, obviously. But when you read the article and they say, well, it's all settled. There are no secret groups making decisions. There are no secret elites influencing politicians. Everyone knows that powerful interests and secret groups meet in smoky rooms for hundreds of years, well, for thousands of years, but 500 years since tobacco was imported to Europe as cigars. So we know all of this goes on. We know it's happening. And here is Bloomberg in the same packaging lecturing to us, David, how, oh, ha, 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 it exists, but, you know, Jeb Bush has said he's not going, so there's your answer. There's no secret stuff going on. They imply that Hillary and Obama weren't at Bilderberg. I watched the Secret Service drive by as they pointed MP5 submachine guns at us. It's on video in Obama deception. I watched as all of this unfolded. He disappeared. They put the press corps on an airplane and flew to Chicago. He was there. Hillary then stepped down 2 days after and announced that she wasn't going to run anymore. They were both there. That even later came out in some of the European press. So we're doing the media's real job. We're not idiots getting shanghaied on an airplane, being told that Clinton and Obama are going to Chicago, and they all get on the plane, on the Obama plane, and they close the door, and Gibbs gets up and says, well, he had a wish to be alone, so we put you on the plane and basically kidnapped you.
Bilderberg always insists on a media blackout. By June of 2008, we had already figured out that Barack Obama was the elite's puppet of choice. The national media claimed that during the weekend the Bilderberg group was scheduled to meet, that Obama had speaking engagements set for Chicago and the Midwest. We knew better. In a classic bait and switch, the Obama campaign told the press corps to get on Obama's campaign plane and that Obama would join them on the flight to Chicago. Campaign staff then slammed the door shut. The fawning press had been shanghaied as Obama's campaign aircraft lifted off without Obama.
Robert, why were we not told about this meeting and that the senator wouldn't be on our flight until the doors were shut and we were about to taxi to take off?
Again, we had a desire. Senator Obama had a desire to do some meetings. Others had a desire to meet with him tonight in a private way, and that's what we're doing. We set up these meetings. They're being done tonight. Again,
is there more than one meeting? Is there more than one person with whom?
I'm not going to get into all the details of the meetings. I don't know that I've got a ton more different answers for all of your questions.
Obama wasn't going to Chicago. He had a meeting to attend, a secret meeting.
Initially, it was believed that the secret meeting took place at Clinton's Washington, D.C. home. Obama's spokesman denied that, but won't confirm where the former rivals met. He also declined to comment on their topics of discussion.
For a day and a half, the mainstream media engaged in a wild goose chase, trying to find out where Hillary and Obama had gone. Three cover stories later, the corporate press had to admit they had no idea where the two candidates had gone. And to this day, Clinton and Obama aren't talking.
Plenty of sources knew about this meeting, told us and others that it was at Hillary Clinton's house, but clearly it wasn't.
In 2008, the trail led us to the Westfields Marriott Hotel, right outside Washington, D.C.
Hillary, back in the 90s, going to the Bilderberg meeting, was fined several hundred thousand dollars for violating the Logan Act. Okay, Rick Perry went. When I was 2 years ago in England, north of London, covering Bilderberg with 3,000-plus demonstrators, a helicopter, came in with world leaders, and the prime minister drove in, in an armored motorcade. This is all on video. So they sit there and act like this isn't happening. The truth is, Bilderberg's now gone public because they couldn't hide it. Davos is now their public front. The International Bank of Settlements and other groups are all chaired by the same people, just like this Pacific Partnership trade deal secret, just like the takeover of the Internet was secret. It's all secret, and they sit here and lecture us like we're children. It doesn't work anymore. But you read that article, it's just crazy. But here's the good news. Somebody like Jeb Bush, major power broker, one of the two major crime families that share the crown of power, that share the ring of power, here they are having to respond to something that they said didn't exist before. So it's just crazy. Clinton, a little-known governor, 1991. Goes to Bilderberg. 2 years later, he's president. I could go on and on. Tony Blair, little-known member of parliament, goes to Bilderberg. 3 years later, he's prime minister. I could go on for day after day mentioning all the major deals. We have been given secret papers from the 60s when I was at Bilderberg a few years ago in Virginia by a federal archivist that was Bilderberg taking over the unions in the 60s to actually destroy labor and all this stuff. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is a fact. We're exposing the shadow oligarchy that controls things. They don't like it, and it's just important that we put an article out countering them and showing all the places that the major power brokering goes on, that we do a piece on the Nightly News showing the clips from Obama deception, where Gibbs has them all basically hijacked. Shanghai would be the proper word. It's simply amazing that we've gotten to this point, and we're having victories. And so now all they can do is make fun of us and make jokes and imply that we're insane. It doesn't work. That's why their ratings go down, our ratings go up. It's why we need people's support and prayers, because the enemy, we are literally in probably 15 to 20 major publications today, sometimes hundreds. We're attacked on CNN, MSNBC, by the White House, Media Matters, now on a weekly basis. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not fun to say this, but it's true. We are now, when it comes to fighting tyranny, at the very tip of the spear. Thanks to your support and prayers, I've prayed to God to help put us in a position to fight the the New World Order. God has granted those prayers. But now that we've prayed that David be put up against Goliath on the field, now we have to pray that we be given the skill and discernment to make sure these rocks hit the enemy right between the eyes politically. So this is a big deal, folks. We are now openly in contention to really expose large sectors of the globalist operation. And I'll end with this. Remember 2 years ago when the military, through Infowars.com, the non-commissioned officers, but also officers by the thousands, put out images saying, I won't fight overseas for Al-Qaeda. I won't be part of this. I won't go into Syria. Then the head of the Joint Chiefs had to go and tell Obama they couldn't launch that operation. That's the type of thing where Infowar, where truth, where David against Goliath can absolutely expose these incredible evils that are going on. And it's the same thing with the situation with the Bilderberg. So great job, David Knight and crew. I know Leanne McAdoo's coming up live in studio. I know you've also got a state rep on who's leading the fight all over the country to repeal asset forfeiture seizure laws. So we're on the march. The empire's on the run. Thank you so much, David Knight.
Thank you, Alex. Yes, you mentioned that rep that we're going to have. That's Kendall Croker from Wyoming. Of course, there was a civil asset forfeiture bill that would rein in that process in Wyoming that was passed in both houses. It was vetoed by the governor. Some Republicans changed their position. But Kendall Croker was very outspoken on that. He talked about all the different aspects of the Bill of Rights that civil asset forfeiture destroys. And so we're going to have him on in the second hour. We're going to talk to him also about other efforts that are going on there, as well as in other states, to essentially establish our rights to due process, to say that you're not going to have property taken away from you unless you're actually charged and convicted with a crime. Imagine that. Imagine that they wouldn't give you excessive fines. Wouldn't that be interesting to live in an America like that?
Hey, I want to share a quick video with you. This was just released recently, and this happened in Southgate, California. This is out there in the LA suburbs. And a woman was attacked by a thug cop for, well, you probably guessed it, for recording the police. Now, you can see right there in the video that this woman verbally told the police officer that she has every right as an American citizen to film the police. And she's absolutely right. But, you know, it doesn't matter anymore because most of the police in this country, they no longer serve us. All right. They serve the state. And this guy, I mean, he disgracefully smashed her cell phone to the ground after he charged her and he grabbed it out of her hands. And then he smashed it. And then he kicked it like a spoiled child who's angry at a video game. I mean, this video highlights the attitude police generally have to those of us out there who record them. And of course, they don't mind recording us, right? I mean, they have cameras in their dash cams. They have cameras on most every street corner, surveillance cameras on the rooftops of buildings. And now they even have facial recognition software on surveillance drones. So they can record us, but I guess we're not supposed to record them. By the way, these cops showed up in a, what looks like an upscale neighborhood, and they showed up in unmarked cars with assault rifles. She had every right to film them. And if you agree, well, I think you should tell them about it. The contact information is on your screen right now. Please be polite. But by all means, tell the U.S. Marshals that this is not acceptable under any circumstances. We all have the right to film the police, and we will continue to do just that. Hey, guys, we just got breaking news. It looks like the head of the DEA has resigned in the wake of the agency's sex scandal. But here's what they are not telling you about the DEA.
Rob Dew here with some breaking news from Infowars.com and Infowars Nightly News. It has just come out that DEA administrative head Michelle Lionheart is going to resign amid the sex party scandal that just came out, and they had congressional hearings about it. And I am no fan of the DEA head. I'm no fan of the DEA. In fact, the DEA head has said some moronic things like this in the past.
Is crack worse for
a person than marijuana?
I believe all illegal drugs are bad.
Is methamphetamine worse for somebody's health than marijuana?
I don't think any illegal drug is good.
Is heroin worse for someone's health than marijuana?
Again, all
I mean, either yes, no, or I don't know. I mean, if you don't know, you can look this up. You should know this as the chief administrator for the Drug Enforcement Agency. I'm asking you a very straightforward question. Is heroin worse for someone's health than marijuana?
All illegal drugs are bad.
Does this mean you don't know?
That's right. She can't tell you what's more addictive, meth or pot, crack or pot. She doesn't know because she has to follow a script, and the script is all drugs that can be grown naturally, we have to stamp out and control. That's the script. Okay, but let's get beyond that. This is what really gets me. All right, she's stepping down because of this sex party scandal. All right, she should have been stepping down long time before that, because it came out a long time ago that the DEA is working with these drug cartels. And I'll get to that in 1 second. But that's not the questions that they ask in this congressional hearing. They're more worried about the sex parties and who paid who and who threw a glass at who and prostitutes were involved and all this other nonsense, which is, you know, wrong in itself, yes. But they're not looking at the big issue. And the big issue is that the DEA helps run drugs into this country. Okay? And they stay clear away from that because they know there's payoffs coming from all corners with this drug money and the drugs that flow into this country. And I'm going to get to that in a little bit, but that's what I don't understand. Why is that question not being asked? Why don't we have all these Republican representatives and these Democratic representatives who really care about this country, so they say, why aren't they asking, why is the DEA working with drug cartels? Okay, they're only worried about these sex parties and the gifts they got. Okay, but here it is, back in Time Magazine, 2014, January, U.S. government helped rise of Mexican drug cartel. That's a report. The U.S. government allowed the Mexican Sinaloa drug cartel to carry out its business unimpeded between 2000 and 2012 in exchange for information on rival cartels, an investigation by El Universal claims. Wow. So we've had this information since at least January 2014, even though we know it goes back further. We've had Rick Ross on the show. Alex interviewed Gary Webb a long time ago. We've had other people on. We've seen the Mike Rupert clip where he's talking about the CIA bringing drugs into Compton.
I will tell you, Director Deutsch, as a former Los Angeles police narcotics detective, that the agency has dealt drugs throughout this country for a long time.
We worked with the Sinaloa cartel from 2000 to 2012. In fact, Business Insider came out with this. Sinaloa, led by Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, supplies 80% of the drugs entering the Chicago area and has a presence in cities across the U.S. There's long been allegations that Guzman, considered to be the world's most powerful drug trafficker, coordinates with American authorities. All right, the most powerful drug trafficker works with the DEA to bring drugs into this country. And we're concerned about a few sex parties. Okay, I firmly believe Michelle Lionheart should resign. She's a complete imbecile and a fool, and we're paying her $250,000 to walk around and not know anything, not know what her agents are doing, and say that meth and pot are the same, okay? That's the lunacy we're paying at least $200,000 a year for, plus her benefits package, and I'm sure she's going to get a great severance package because she's resigning. Oh, yeah, the government always takes care of their own. And I wonder who Obama's going to appoint as the next drug czar or the next head of the DEA. What other nincompoop's going to get up there and tell you that all drugs are bad and we have to get them, except when we work with the drug cartels. That's the only difference. If we work with them, it's okay because we're getting information from them. And it's okay when we do it. But it's not okay if you do it. It's not okay if you do it. We're going to take your property and we're going to take your money and we're going to put you in jail for a long time for working with a plant. That's what, essentially what we're doing here in this country. And we tell you it's for the children, of course. That's right. Everything's for the children. So that's what we need to wake up on. Those are the questions we need to be asking. Why are we working with the drug cartels? Okay, the sex parties and stuff, that's all garnish. Who cares about that? It's been Rob Due for InfoWars.com and InfoWars Nightly News. If you like reports like these and analysis like this, please consider becoming a member of PrisonPlanet.tv. It's your subscription out there that funds the reporters going into different locations, our cameras. We're actually working on a new studio update for the original Nightly News studio that we'll be showing you in a couple months. I mean, we really are doing a lot, and it's all because of your support at PrisonPlanet.tv. So I want to salute all the members out there at PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're not a member and you become a member, you can share your username and password with up to 20 people. So it really does help us out and keeps us going all the air. This little station we just put together, this breaking news station, this is all because of your support. So thank you very much out there, and we'll keep on trucking. It's InfoWars.com and InfoWars Nightly News.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
A controversial vote was set to take place last week in California. Hundreds of parents showed up to voice their opposition to SB 277. Now, this is a bill that would require mandatory vaccinations for any child attending public or private school, and it will also do away with the personal and religious exemption. Now, a particular portion of the bill was written by Senators Richard Pan and Ben Allen, and this part of the bill, they are seeking to exclude children from attending school who are not caught up on their vaccines. Should SB 277 pass, that means the only option for unvaccinated children would be to be homeschooled. So, of course, a lot of parents are saying that, you know, they can't afford to necessarily homeschool their children, and also attending school, getting an education is a right and not a privilege. But ultimately, 9 members of the Senate committee are going to have to, you know, decide whether the unvaccinated child's right to an education will trump the rights of public health concerns regarding schooling of those children. Now, the issue is that when it was clear that this bill did not have the support that was needed to get it passed, one committee chair who was in support of this bill threw Pan and Allen a bone. She basically said that she recommends holding off the vote until next week.
If I were you, I would not take a vote today.
And I want to say thank you to our friends over at Courage Sewers for sending us that video as soon as it came out. And they're continuing to do a lot of work for these parents who are speaking out about this mandatory vaccines and doing away with these exemptions. Now, joining me now is alternative health journalist and researcher Jeffrey Jackson. You're doing some incredible work over there at jeffreyjackson.com. Now, I know that you've got some breaking news surrounding this bill. And of course, another vote is set to take place tomorrow. That is Wednesday. So take us back a little bit. The senator throws Pan and Allen a bone. She says, you know, why don't you seek some advice, give yourself about a week. And then he turns around and gets some advice from someone to see what should he do. So explain that a little bit for those of us who weren't there.
Okay. So after roughly 753, I believe, people in the community and family members came forward and said, do not pass this bill. We are not in favor of it. Basically, it was Carol Liu, she's a senator, advised Pan point blank, if I was you, quote, if I was you, I would not take this vote today. And what he did, instead of saying thank you or I'll take that new advisement, he turned around instantly and what looked like handlers gave him advice. And a lot of mothers that have been doing research sent me some information on this, and they turned out to be two lobbyists. One is named Janice Norman, and the other is, her last name is Hicks, Jody Hicks. And both of these lobbyists, Jody Hicks works for a private independent lobbying firm in Sacramento, and Janice Norman works for the CMA, which is the California Medical Association. He's the senior lobbyist. So essentially what's happening here is the author of a bill, when confronted with the most crucial decision at point blank, needs to turn to two people that are head lobbyists for answers of how he should proceed. So when confronted as well with mothers and fathers and family members, almost 1,000 of them, he decides to ignore them and turn to lobbyists.
Right. And so does one of the 9 members of that committee that's trying to decide on this vote, because there were some others there that spoke out about it. They could see their constituents were obviously really concerned with this bill, and they weren't feeling protected with it. And then you have this one who's in support of it, Senator Liu, basically giving him advice to maybe come back next week when there isn't going to be nearly 1,000 people there standing in opposition, and where he can kind of work on the bill a little bit. Do you have any idea what Pan might be doing to address some of those concerns and what we might be hearing from him tomorrow?
Well, Pan's not doing anything. Pan is just a mouthpiece. So it's basically, what are the lobbyists doing? They're getting paid a lot of money to push this through at the California Medical Association. Well, currently, we do know that 2 of the sitting senators have been replaced before this hearing for tomorrow. One of them, I don't have the names in front of me right now, but one of them is most likely going to vote in favor of the bill, and one is undecided right now. So it looks like there's a last-minute switch to stack the deck. In addition to mothers that were at this hearing were sending me pictures of some of these senators sleeping during when the parents and the family members were giving their testimonies in favor of not having this bill pass.
Wow.
So they have caught pictures of them essentially with their head in their hands doing the sleeping that, you know, I used to do in school and back of the class when the teacher was giving a boring lecture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's happened to us here as well when we've gone to some of these hearings to try to speak out, and we've had them kind of give us the finger, pretending to scratch their nose or something, but making direct eye contact with us. So just a lot of respect there for the people they're supposed to be serving. But it just seems like either way, they're not going to listen to these parents. They're going to get this bill passed no matter what. Crony capitalism with a gun to your head, basically. Now, you point out in another one of your articles how, GlaxoSmithKline has paid out $63 million in vaccine-related injuries. And this was surrounding, now what's come out was a fake hoax 2009 pandemic with the swine flu. So they were forcing all these vaccines on people, caused some injuries. They've paid out with that. And here again, we're supposed to be trusting the state, who is in charge of, you know, making sure all of our children are caught up on their vaccines and everything. They're putting out a fake pandemic.
Exactly. The GlaxoSmithKline is just a recent example of a laundry list of violations, crimes, fraud from these pharmaceutical companies, including Merck. And essentially it's saying the vaccines are safe and effective until they're not. And then when they're not, you're looking at a big lawsuit. The article that you're talking about, I did some research, and since 2003, GlaxoSmithKline has paid out over $9 billion, that's with a B, in criminal charges and lawsuits due to damages. So you're talking about companies that are supposed to do their research after they release the vaccines to the public. They're supposed to cover the last phase of research to see if there's any issues in the public. And what's happening is they're relying on these lawsuits to find issues. So it's not until the children are damaged, and that's on record, that these vaccines tend to get pulled off the market.
Wow. And so that's what a lot of these parents are concerned with. And it's not that the science is settled. And it's not that these parents think that their kids are so special that they don't need these vaccines, but they're doing the research. They're educating themselves. They're not just listening to what the mainstream media is pumping into their heads. It's safe and effective. There's no issues here. Some of their concerns, they're saying, is that with this bill, they have to be updated on all of their vaccines, diphtheria, hep B, the influenza type B, measles, mumps, pertussis, rubella, tetanus, and then any other disease deemed appropriate by the department. So where does it end? I mean, they could add a number of any new vaccines onto this. And like you said, some of these things aren't even being tested thoroughly until the children are already damaged.
What's important to know, too, for the SB 277 bill, the lobbyists that are controlling PAN are working for the California Medical Association, who is running, they're running community programs for adult immunization called Community Immunity. And they've been running this for the last couple months. So they're also pushing heavily for adult, not only child or children in schools, but adult immunization across the board, which is going to give you an idea of where they stand when this comes to a legal issue. If they can get the legal barriers through out of the way, this is not only going to stop the children in the school, this is going to become an adult issue as well.
Right. And so not only is it taking away the ability of the parent to make sure that they're taking care of their child, but you're now taking away the right of a person to refuse any medical treatment. So again, against the law.
Medical treatment as well, it should be noted, that has not been studied for safety and effectiveness in children, in pregnant women, and also for carcinogenic or mutagenic properties. And that says that on the vaccine insert. So essentially, this is experimentation. This falls under the Nuremberg Principle number 4 of testing on people that aren't willing participants and don't know the risks.
Right. And there was an article I was reading today where someone there that was working on that SB 277 was like, what's the big deal? We put medication in the water to make sure that people don't get tooth decay and everyone's okay with that. And we're like, no, we're not okay with that. That we're trying to get that taken out of the water. But that's how they justify this, is that we've been medicating you guys without your consent. Everyone's fine. It's okay. So what's the big deal with these vaccines? And now let's talk about another article, that you wrote, where the Surgeon General came out last week on Sesame Street for the whole National Infant Immunization Week. And there's a video there where he's teaming up with Elmo, basically seeking children, tell your parents to get the vaccines. Why wouldn't anyone do it? It's so easy. It doesn't even hurt. And selling this lie that your bodies can fight germs only with the help of vaccines. And I really liked your take in this article, because you don't go the whole, safe and effective route. You bring this around to why is a private company's medical product being pushed on kids?
Exactly. And if the Surgeon General was holding perhaps an SSRI drug, or name whatever prescription drug that you need to go through a doctor for, how would this ad be different if he was not holding a vaccine? So that's what we're looking at here, is we're looking at a doctor, or a surgeon general, I should say, that's pushing a medical product to a child. And at that point, it becomes advertising, and the FTC, the FDA, and the Children's Advising Board has all have laws, strict laws in place, statutory laws for doing this towards children. And that's just for regular advertising towards children. It has nothing to do with drug advertising. That's unheard of. So what's happening here is the Surgeon General makes no mention of the parents during that. He he's targeting directly children and kids. So this is unheard of in television or broadcasting, is you have a pharmaceutical drug being pushed to children. And to go a step further, let's say he's going to do that. There's no mention of the risks, which all laws on the books say if you're going to have an ad for a medication, you have to also outweigh the risks. That's what that very fast voice at the end of every medical commercial is saying about the risks. May cause death, may cause death. So that's nothing like that was said. So
right.
It's very dangerous precedent that's being set. And on top of that, you know, you have the children who cannot make decisions on their own. What concerns me about this is there's been cases where schools are vaccinating children without parental consent. So this looks to me like perhaps they're setting that up to go in the backdoor route and have children making the medical consent and medical decision for themselves because of what they see on Sesame Street and what Elmo is telling them.
Right. And that was one of the things that really made me angry about that video is there at the end, the Surgeon General and Elmo stare into the camera, shaming the parents. Or it's so easy. Why doesn't everyone do it? Good question. And there we see once again, the state is sort of pushing that message that they are the authority and that your parents are fools and they're imbeciles if they dare not bring you to get your vaccines. And of course, maybe they're kind of skirting around the whole FDA rules there and everything because they're not promoting a specific vaccine, but they're just saying vaccines in general, your body needs them. And like you say, they don't give them any indication of risks.
Well, it's important to note too, there's a full push on in the last couple of weeks for vaccination propaganda in the media. This is not mainstream media, but this is television shows. I covered in an article literally 2 hours after SB 277 was voted 6-2 through the health board in California. Law and Order SVU ran the show called Granting Immunity. That cannot be a coincidence. And in granting immunity, basically a mother that lied about vaccinating her kids caused a measles outbreak. She went to court. She was convicted on criminal negligence. So during that show, they called her things like Typhoid Trudy. They called her sarcastically Joan of Arc for wanting to save the world and not vaccinate her kids. And then the final capstone on that was they mentioned that the MMR drug may cause autism. And in the court case on the Law and Order episode, they shot that down by saying it was safe and effective. The CDC has studied it. There's nothing to worry about. That's been proven. So you have this make-believe world in which they're trying to force on the public who get their information from the television of vaccines are safe and the people that don't get them are, you know, once again, a danger to society.
Wow. And that's just incredible because it is absolutely that where we are being propagated to through our television sets, people that aren't aware of it. They don't even realize that they're being programmed behaviorally or this agenda is being pushed because they're watching their favorite television sitcom. They don't even realize that they're being lectured to, basically. And that's dangerous. That's very dangerous.
Well, sitting through that Law and Order, Law and Order episode was painful because on the commercial breaks were ads for pharmaceutical drugs.
Right.
So directly after pharmaceutical propaganda in this show, and it was very telling.
Absolutely. And then, of course, we're seeing that with the Common Core lessons, where they're talking about vaccines and pharmaceuticals, geoengineered crops, and they don't offer any sort of alternative viewpoint. It's just easily slipped in. It's just you have the other behavior placement. And so this is something we're seeing in television, in news, in movies, in our children's lessons at school. I mean, the one good thing with SB 277 is that it would force parents to homeschool their children so they could get away from this propaganda. But of course, that's not feasible for a lot of people.
Yeah, many of the parents stated that they're going to take their kids out. But let's not forget, too, there's a war on homeschoolers. So that issue is not addressed. And that's the answer to a lot of people is take your kids out of school. But they don't address the fact that, well, there's nowhere else to go. It's the government's forcing them into school once they try to leave.
You're absolutely right about that. Well, what do you have coming up this week and any closing thoughts on this issue?
On this issue, well, it's going to be an ongoing issue. Tomorrow is going to be a big deal for or against vaccines. I think it's a really historic vote that's going through. The bill still needs to walk through a little further to be signed, but tomorrow's going to be a big day. I'm going to be on a radio show tonight as well, talking about these lobbyists and showing that they are string pullers. Richard Pan as well has had a lot of Merck and GlaxoSmithKline money to his 2014 campaign. So it's basically very incestuous. There's a lot of money to be had by the pharmaceutical industry if this goes through, especially because they add more and more vaccines to the children's schedule each year. So it's definitely something to keep an eye on. I know InfoWars will, and I will do my best as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I know we'll definitely keep an eye on your excellent reporting there at JeffreyJackson.com, and we'll stay on top of this issue. Please get to the bottom of any of those pharmaceutical reps or companies backing this bill. Thank you, Jeffrey Jackson.
Thanks, Leanne.
So the fact is, parents are the expert and final authority over the health of their children. And the fact that even one child could be harmed by a vaccine, that trumps the greater good. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, the state is not even working for the greater good at this point. They are working for for-profit corporations. It's crony capitalism with a gun to your head. So be sure to pay attention to what goes on with SB 277 there in California. If they make it trendy there, you know they're going to try and trickle it down out through the rest of the United States of America. Now, thank you all for tuning in tonight. If you're watching us on YouTube, hit the subscribe button and become a subscriber to the Alex Jones channel. You'll be updated with all of our new reports. And you can also become a subscriber to PrisonPlanet.tv, where you can share your username and password with up to 20 people at the same time. And there you're going to get even more content than what you'll ever be able to find on YouTube. Thanks for tuning into the show tonight. We'll see you here tomorrow, 7 p.m. Central.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.